It's Friday, and we talk about movies here on The Takeaway on Friday, but this is a special Friday. It's the Friday before the 10th anniversary of 9/11. We're joined again by Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, the co-hosts of our Movie Date podcast. Kristen is also a Takeaway culture producer, and Rafer Guzman is film critic for Newsday. And let me just ask you both, as we approach this 10th anniversary, I'm wondering, in your field, whether you feel that 9/11, which people said changed everything, right? I mean, did it change filmmaking? Rafer, what do you think?
I think it did. I think Hollywood really didn't know how to respond in the beginning. I think it sort of denied what was happening at first. You know, it, as we were saying, it erased the Twin Towers out of things. And a lot of action movies got pushed back and postponed. That Tim Allen comedy, Big Trouble, about a bomb in an airport, that got pushed back. Anything.
Schwarzenegger's?
Schwarzenegger's. Anything with New York in the title got pushed back. I think what happened was eventually, I think by the time Hollywood tried to confront the issue, we'd moved on to the wars in the Middle East. I think those wars were really polarizing. I think those wars were polarizing amongst the polls. I think it was really difficult to try to find sort of, you know, audience A and audience B, who was, you know, one was pro war, one was anti war.
In a sense, television really grabbed the narrative here.
In some ways, I think it did better than Hollywood. Maybe
did.
With Rescue Me, a movie, you know, a series like that.
Yeah. But even the nonfictional, the documentary, those French documentarians.
Oliver Stone did.
Yeah,
his.
I mean, there were a lot of documentaries and things, but nobody went to go see those. That's what I was saying. You know, those became movies without an audience. There was no audience to go see those movies because there was no one who could get behind one clear right. position or another. And ultimately, I think what you had was the rise of fantasy and superhero movies, which were totally removed from reality at all, right? Harry Potter, Spider-Man, and so on.
And actually, Rafer Guzman has a piece about this, I assume, coming up this Sunday in Newsday.
Yes, yeah.
That you can read as well. Kristen Meinzer, what are your thoughts?
You know, what I thought was most impressive and most noticeable was how I noticed September 11th in subtle ways. The movies that were documentaries, the ones that Rafer mentioned, Flight 93, was that
United
the,
93.
United 93, all those films, they didn't attract an audience. But the movies that actually had September 11th as a subtext in them, I thought a lot of them did very well. Love Actually was the first movie that I really noticed that in. The movie has a lot of airport scenes, and that whole fantasy, that whole thing that we see in the movies where we meet each other at the airport, was completely changed. And you can really see it in that movie, and they did it well. And that was really the point where I'm like, September 11th really happened in the movies.
And we have lots of coverage of the anniversary of September 11th at our website, thetakeaway.org. You know, we have about a minute left, and there are two, I guess, blockbusters to a certain extent coming out this weekend, Contagion and Warrior. Kristen and Rafer, do we have a recommendation for either of these?
You know, I actually really liked Warrior. I thought Warrior was really fun. It's a movie that's trying to legitimize mixed martial arts. I think
Kristen
it just about succeeds.
Kristen is shaking her head.
Boring. 2.5 hours. Boring. You know what? I liked Contagion. I really like a good apocalyptic
Wait,
viral nightmare.
Maybe this is a girl movie,
Contagion.
Boy movie thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Again, you can read his piece about filmmaking and 9/11 in Newsday this Sunday. He's co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast with Kristen Meinzer, our Takeaway culture producer. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.